friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, tell you what, you are in for a treat today. Hey, welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio here on, of course, this Thursday, July the 20th, 2017. So good to spend some time with you. Joey Kroll with you. I'll tell you what, you're going to be in for a treat here. I'll tell you here in just a moment. But first, how's your week coming along? You doing all right? Trying to stay cool. Oh, praise the Lord. For air conditioning, that's for sure. Our church has been doing VBS this week. Actually, we started it last night. We have another one again tonight. So praise the Lord for air conditioning. That's for sure. And cold water. Gotta love that. Hey, just want to quickly update you here. We're getting ready for a wonderful bus trip and tour of the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago. Yeah, you're invited to be part of a special life-changing experience, which includes a deluxe motor coach travel to the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago for a tour of their ministry, a taping of their live production of Unshackled, and dinner at the Pacific Garden Mission, along with a testimony and worship service with the singing men of GNN. They're going to be there. So our bus will depart from Marketplace Mall at 11:45 sharp on Saturday, August 26th, returning back by around 11:15 that night. The cost is $30, and you must register online. First come, first serve when it comes to the seating for our bus trip to the Pacific Garden Mission. You can register for the trip at our website, greatnewsradio.org. There you should see a picture of the Pacific Garden Mission with the Chicago skyline in the back there. Again, greatnewsradio.org, and there's a little link for you to click on and fill out and register right there. Also, you can call in as well, if you don't have access to the web, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, all that and more at that telephone number or at our website, greatnewsradio.org. I'll tell you what, friend, you are in for a treat today, that's for sure. We're going to have a throwback Thursday, playing some of your favorite Christian songs from years past. In fact, songs you don't hear on the radio very often. I think we did something like this a few months ago and got a wonderful response. So I thought here on this July 20th, we can do a throwback Thursday. So let's start things off with Keith Green today. And you put this love in my heart here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio.
It's hard to believe someone like you care for me. You put this love in my heart. I tried but could not refuse. You gave me no time to choose. You put this love in my heart. I wanna know where the bad feelings go when I'm depressed and I get down so low, and then I see you come. Sometimes when I doubt, but you always find me out. You put this love in my heart. 'Cause when I see all that you've done for me, it's hard to doubt, I just have to believe. 'Cause you're follower, proving all of your love. Me. much more I should say. If I could just find the way you put this love in my heart. As all this real or a dream, I feel so good I could scream. You put this love in my heart. I wanna know where the bad feelings go when I'm depressed and I get down so low, and then I see you coming to me and it's alright. You put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart.
Try going down memory lane. It's a throwback Thursday. Keith Green, and you put this love in my heart. It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, and here's Sandy Patty.
The sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The star shall applaud him with thunders of praise. The sweet light in his eyes shall enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold him then face to face.
was fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, but just what, I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I had promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. But suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Francisco, and he's alive here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, changing things up just a tad. Today we're playing your favorites, Christian songs that you really don't hear on the radio very often. It's a throwback Thursday. Here's a favorite from Benny Hester and When God Ran.
Thank you. omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord. Victorious warrior, commanding King of Kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time, the only time I ever saw him run was when he ran to me, took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home again," lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes, with forgiveness in his voice, he said, "Son, do you know I still love you?" He caught me by surprise when God ran. The day I left home, things could ever be the same. One night I remembered his love for me, and down that dusty road ahead I could see, it's the only time, the only time I ever saw him.
What I absolutely love the message behind this song. Benny Hester and When God Ran. It's a throwback Thursday, playing songs you really don't hear on the radio too often. Yeah, that's one of them, that's for sure, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Fred's. Joey Kroll here with you. Thank you for allowing me to go way back in our record vault to bring you some of these songs. Today, you can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Hey, be sure to join us tomorrow morning, Mark and Friends, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow at 7:40 Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.
I found it hard to believe someone like you cared for me. You put this love in my heart. time to choose. And with the love of my